For Jeffrey Allen Towns, the first half of 1988 was a whirlwind. He was 23, and he and Will Smith had just released their second album as DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, and now they were on tour with Run DMC.
We were so happy to go on stage in front of 20,000 people screaming and cheering and loving this music.
A whole lot of superstars on this stage.
One day, a camera crew showed up to film them for this experimental new show on a cable channel dedicated to music, MTV.
I remember shooting that with Run DMC on Run DMC's tour bus. We were more excited to hang with them than excited about this being MTV. You know, we had no idea. You know, this could have been the local newspaper.
Producers prompted them to introduce music videos and voice some transitions.
There was absolutely no kind of a script. It was extremely raw.
Then they went back to the tour and put it out of their minds. Months later, DJ Jazzy Jeff flipped on the TV.
I'm DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Hey, yo, I'm the Prince.
And I'm Ready Rock C.
Hold up, bust this. We want to let everybody know where it's at. It's right here. Yo, MTV Raps.
We almost had to be reminded that we shot the pilot of that. And you're like, oh, man, that's when we were on the bus with Run. You know, that was the actual first show. Like, that was a pivotal moment that we didn't see at that time.
Yo MTV Raps was the first show on MTV dedicated solely to hip-hop. It came at a crucial time in the genre's relatively young life. Born out of backstage concert footage, it would make national stars of rappers whose work had been largely ignored by mainstream media, and it was built by a scrappy team in the face of a skeptical corporation. This week, we're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop and looking at some of the key moments that helped define it. Today, the story of Yo MTV Raps. In 1988, MTV had only been around for 7 years. In its early days, rock music ruled. The very first words ever heard on MTV on August 1st, 1981 were,
"Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll."
When it started, the programmers for MTV, the people who chose what music videos to play, were all veterans of rock radio from the 1970s. And rock radio in the 1970s had become a deliberately racially segregated affair.
Dan Charnas is a hip-hop journalist and former record executive.
This is the pattern for the first few years of MTV, where they're just not playing black artists. And this is not just MTV not playing black artists. Black artists had been essentially ejected from pop radio as well. Black artists, in order to get on pop radio, had to overperform on black radio.
1984 saw a modest breakthrough when the first rap video aired on MTV.
And so that begins a pattern with MTV essentially programming one rap video per year for the next 3-4 years. So it was Rock Box by Run DMC in 84. Then it was King of Rock by Run DMC in 1985. Then it was Walk This Way by Run DMC and Aerosmith in 1986. You see the pattern here, right? You have to do this overly performative rock guitar thing in order to be successful in MTV.
By the late 80s, hip-hop's rise was harder to ignore, but MTV executives still hadn't greenlit a hip-hop show.
I think some of them viewed hip-hop as sort of a fad, something that was just a trend that was going to come and go, and obviously they were dead wrong about that.
Jen Chaney is a TV critic for Vulture. The lack of interest from MTV's leadership didn't mean hip-hop didn't have champions at the network.
There were two guys who worked at MTV, Peter Doherty and Ted Demme. They were huge hip-hop fans. And they kept saying, we need to have a show that's just about hip-hop. And they just kept beating the drum about it until finally someone's like, okay, make an episode. Let's see how it goes.
That episode would be unlike anything MTV had ever aired before.
Yo, what's up? I'm Jam Master Jay. This is Run DMC. And welcome to Yo MTV Rap Show. Yo,
there was no host and no studio. Run DMC introduced the first video on stage in front of thousands of fans.
tonight, we're going to start the show off with Eric B. and Rakim. Follow the leader.
Word.
Make some noise!
Rakim must stay.
From the tour bus, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince introduced their own video. Public Enemy made an appearance later on.
Boy, my name is Flavor Flav.
And I'm Chuck D, and we want you to check out some of the new up-and-coming rappers that's ready to rock the house.
That's right. Check this out, boy.
The pilot finally aired on August 6th, 1988, and the ratings were decisive.
The ratings point was like a 9 or a 10, and to put that into context, a network thing at that time would have been like a 2.0. Like, it was off the charts, immediate high interest.
The producers didn't look back. They got a host, the graffiti artist and Renaissance man Fab Five Freddy, and made it a weekly show. But they didn't lose the experimental style.
We had a say in continuity and break all the rules. That was the attitude.
Moses Edinburgh was a director and producer on the show.
Fab Five Freddy was a host. He didn't want to be in the studio like the regular MTV VJs. He wanted to be on the ground where it's happening. And that was unique at the time for television.
Yeah, welcome back to Yo MTV Raps. I'm still cold, cooling in Cali with NWA and my man Eazy-E. And we still in Compton at
We would try our best to be just like a fly on the wall. If we went out to the West Coast and hung out with NWA, we weren't trying to change them or have them do anything that they wouldn't have already done. We just wanted to be a part of the environment.
Eventually, Yo MTV Raps did become a daily show in a studio, airing in the afternoons right as kids got off school, a televised artery into national teen culture.
Yo MTV Raps live Friday, you know what I'm saying? We don't do this nowhere else but here,
When Yo MTV came out and I went to my family reunion, there was somebody with a haircut just like mine. There was somebody with sneakers just like mine.
That's DJ Jazzy Jeff again.
Like, this is making the playing field completely even now, because you didn't have something special in New York that you couldn't have in Virginia now. And to me, all of that started with MTV.
Yo MTV Raps would be on the air for the next 7 years until August 1995, after the network had started to de-emphasize music videos. For DJ Jazzy Jeff, those years were crucial for the legitimization of hip-hop, the future of which had felt so uncertain when he'd helped shoot that pilot episode in 1988.
I always feel like that time was a very pivotal moment in hip-hop, that it could have fell on either side of the coin. And companies were trying to figure out, do I need to get into the hip-hop business? You know, is this something that's even going to be here in the next 3-4 years? And then I remember when you started to say, you know what? I think we're okay. I think we're going to be here.
Tomorrow, we'll continue our series celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. We're headed to Atlanta, circa 2003, to see the birth of trap music.